hopefully catch up. Public hearing, Mr. Bill Lacates.
Speed up, man. I never fell behind.
This is a public hearing on the Community Development Block Grant Program. After Mr. Lacates makes a presentation, there will be an opportunity given for public participation and comment if anyone has an interest in this matter. Mr. Lacates.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good evening. The purpose of the public hearing is to provide the citizens of Sussex County opportunity to participate in the development of Community Development Block Grant application that will be submitted to the Delaware State Housing Authority at the end of January. It will be for the fiscal year July 1 of 2007 to June 30th, 2008 funding level. As Mr. Griffin said, I will go over the policies, procedures, and the guidelines set by HUD and the Delaware State Housing Authority. It is funding from HUD to the Delaware State Housing Authority. Sussex County Council and all local municipalities and Kent County Levy Court and municipalities can apply. There is $2 million available. Once again, this year, historically, 70% of that actually is higher because they really don't fund or haven't in a while infrastructure projects unless it meets the very low income and the need is there. 30%, they still go by that infrastructure project. It is all the projects for Community Development Block Grant are funded and based on need to and activity to the very low and low income individuals. Streets, walk, water, and sewer are eligible projects. There is match by the municipality or county that wish to participate in that program. We finished up Melton Sidewalk this past year. Actually, it was a state match with ours helping to assist the sidewalk. Emergency projects are eligible throughout the year to the Delaware State Housing Authority. That is kind of considered more of the severe act of God, Mother Nature. 50% administration is required. County Council always handles that for my staff and department. We have just recently had 12th public hearing in all the communities that letters were sent out by County Administrator Mr. Baker in early November, asking that the towns, communities willing or wishing to participate to get back to us. And inside folder, I have a list, and I think you've seen it before. They all were advertised as public hearings. This is the last of the public hearings, kind of finishing up. They have told us their needs and areas and activities they wish to the county to apply for, as we have in the past, and I will go more into detail into that. The low income is very low income is classified by HUD, is guidelines set every year. Ours hasn't changed a whole lot from last January. For a family of one, $30,850, two is $35,250, and three is $39,650, all the way down to eight. Those guidelines are pretty consistent with the same as last year, and that's what HUD classifies as low income eligible for the program. Infrastructure project, more than 51% would have to meet those guidelines in that targeted area to be eligible for it. Basically, as I've said before, in other words, it couldn't go on a main street area or commercial area. It has to be in an area where it meets the guidelines. There is other guidelines for our housing rehabilitation program set by HUD and the Delaware State Housing Authority and Sussex County Council. They must be a permanent landowner, must be in their name, deed must be in their name. They cannot have over $15,000 in the bank and must basically say they cannot make the improvements on their own. The average grant is about $15,000, although that we don't leave a property that's not fully fixed up unless we go to 24.9, which is the max we can use. Taxes must be current in the municipality and the county. Home must be insured or insurable. Homeowner must sign a non-interest bearing lien. For 62 and older, it's 5 years. It will go to a zero balance. For 62 and younger, it's a 10-year lien put against for the amount that we, the program puts back in it. It does have to be repaid if it's sold for a profit during that time. I have in front of you, but before I get to that, I would like to go over some of the part of the public hearing. I have to talk about the program in last year and an update, and that's in your packet. I'm not going to read every line. We are about from 06, we are about better than 50% of jobs underway. We received $1,166,000. The communities are listed. In the last 10 years, we've received about $18 million from different housing programs to fund activities for the various communities in Sussex County, mainly to preserve housing stock that we have. That's 1,482 contracts. The average age was 65 in the last 3 years. We did 155 contracts on an average each year, and for those 3 years was total $4,254,500. I have the chart in front of you, the allocations laid out. However, as Mr. Griffith said, there are some community leaders here that could change some of the county's application, and if it, you think it's possible, maybe we should let them speak first. I had Coverdale Crossroads President Evelyn Wilson, who I'm sure wants to comment, Roxy Sturgis. I do have some of them already under the countywide applications, but if we could hear their...
Have you completed your report?
All but the resolution and okay. That. And that's the guidelines, yes, sir.
Sit down here for Rural C for Brickyard Road. Is that 8 rehabs? Is that the homes that were flooded by?
Yes, sir.
June or whenever it was?
Yes.
Okay.
There's still a need for some of them that couldn't get eligible, and we thought that we needed to put some funding there to get started on helping them get back on their feet. And, I'll go down what I have, if that's, and then we can go take their comments. Blades is once again their storm drainage, and it's the same reason pretty much they applied last year, but they have an overwhelming need now from the storm and flooding. Bridgeville has come in for 10 rehabs and 2 demos. Allendale is 8 rehabs for $150,000. Frankfort, 5 rehabs, 1 demo. Georgetown, 10 rehabs. Greenwood, 8 rehabs, 150, and Laurel's 20 for 350. Laurel is the biggest community on our waiting list. They have 46 on their waiting list. That's why their funding is level. We try to match the funding to the amount of names on the waiting list to knock them down further, to be fair to everybody. And, of course, I should have said earlier, there's 2 million eligible. As you see down the bottom, we're up to 3.14. It is Kent County will also be applying. It's going to be probably, once again, about $3 I asked for to one available. There will be cuts. Outside review panel will do that, as always. They'll review each application and tell us what we get, and most of the time the rehabs are there, but they try to keep at least 5 in the targeted areas that have requested. Lewis, first time they've came in, they have some scattered. They wanted to hear about the program, and they seem very interested. I know that not necessarily we think of Lewis and some of the east side, the oceanfront property and all that, but they do have from time to time names on our waiting list. So we picked them up this year per their request. Melford, they have quite a few names on the waiting list. Melton's coming in for some rehab. Selbyville once again for rehab. They have utilized it very well. And then we get to the scattered sites and the what we call the county application, which can be maxed at $1.1 million. Once again, we kind of go and try to spread it around because of the need in Sussex County. We have 750 on our waiting list. It would take roughly about $18 million to try to knock it all out in average. Of course, we're getting $2 million a year. One of the things that's really helped the program is the county, and I thank you, the county council's funding for $100,000 for the emergencies. It comes up all the time. We're able to utilize that funding to get there and the procedures, and I've said this before, but because we do have an audience, it because of the HUD guidelines, state HOP guidelines, and county procurement, it's not a fast project to get a rehab done. I mean, it's bidding it out, getting contractors willing to do it, and coming in and give a good price, and then getting it started. We have picked up some new contractors because of the slowdown, and that should be a big help. So coming in, scattered site 20 in West Rehoboth, because our waiting list. West Rehoboth has some names. They don't quite have five on the waiting list. You have to have a minimum of five. But Roxy Sturgis, I'm sorry, from West Rehoboth, and they're here, and she would like us to participate, so we're going to put them under the county again. Scattered site hookups, I've talked with Mike Izzo and staff, and they sent me a report. We have several areas that are coming online in the next year, and we need to plan to have funding to help the low income to come be able to pay for their hookups. So that's 35, possible at 70,000. Del Mar has come in for the first couple of years now. They have decided to come under the county, and they are just requesting one demo in their town and asked us to put in for that. Coverdale Crossroads, as I said, Ms. Wilson's here. Evan Wilson, we're going to go with five rehabs this year, and we're back at going back to Royal Lincoln Cedar Creek because the need and the waiting list started getting, we left our couple years behind, and we're still at Royal Millsburg Dagsburg at 18 rehabs, 135, and Royal Seaford Brickyard Road, as Mr. Dukes explained that the need for the storm, the damage it did to the two manufacturer parks there, they still need a lot of work, even though some of them went through FEMA or DEMA and were eligible. Going down to the administration, the maximum is 150. Under that current process, it would be 166 rehabs, 35 hookups, one infrastructure, and four demos. That's our plan from our basic public hearings, and I guess at this point we do need to hear from the members here that would like to speak for their communities. And if Mr. Griffith, if we need to change this, would it be better to bring the resolution back after we hear if council?
Let's do that at the end.
Okay.
I have a question. Of this $2 million that might be available, is it true that 70% of that would be designated for housing rehabilitation?
Pretty much. Actually, it's more, as I said, because of they went more for the funding because of the housing need in the street aid fund. They thought that a lot of the towns were just doing it to pay their match instead of paying it for that program. So they still use that formula, but it's closer to probably 95%.
So of the $2 million, is there any explanation about how it would be carved up between Kent and Sussex counties?
The good question. It is, and we've managed for the past 15 years to receive more. Last year, 1.16 out of the $2 million. They do throw some home money in there. It is on each application is on its own merit. The reason for the public hearing and is to try to doing the application is to stress the need in each application to go before the review panel, which I'll have the oral presentation somewhere in March. And they'll go around and literally the review panel and check each area, what the housing stock looks like, what the project looks like, and rate it. And then they'll make their projections at the end of that.
Mm-hmm. Any members of council have any questions?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Legate. Mm-hmm. Is there any member of the public who has any question about this program? Mr. Kramer?
My name is Dan Kramer. I want to know about this 30% infrastructure projects, and then it has in parentheses new housing development priority. Are you telling me that we're going to be putting stuff in a new development?
That has been in the policies for some time. It's not been used since we've been here. It is for low to moderate income individuals. If somebody
in a new development?
No, not a new development.
Well,
in
that's
a town,
exactly,
in
new
a town,
housing development.
Yeah, in a town community. Yeah.
But are they new, and you're going to do it in a new development in a town?
Well, an annexed town that has actually that is for public housing is why that was in there, and they no longer really fund it. Okay.
Anyone else would like to be heard? Mr. LaCates mentioned several people that he thought might want to speak. Ms. Sturgis, do you have anything that you wish to say? Okay. If you would, please just tell us your name and what your organization is.
Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. My name is Evelyn Wilson. I'm the president of the Coverdale Crossroads Community Council. Our community has benefited tremendously from this block grant. And because of the rehab, our infrastructure has changed for the better. And without the funds, our community would run down because, like we said, we have low-income families there that cannot afford this type of rehabilitation for their homes. And we desperately need these funds to keep our community upgraded. And without the funds, like I said, our community will run down. And the houses that have been fixed, either trailers been replaced with better ones, or rehabilitation to the houses, either interiorly or exteriorly. And the families have really taken pride in their homes, and they're trying to take care of these homes better. And, you know, and now we're having more people in our community that were probably a little afraid before because they didn't understand all of the allocations of the procedure. I probably thought before that their property had been taken away. But now we've had more people that are on the list, that have been on the list for quite some time. And if we don't have the funds, then their houses won't get rehabilitated. So I solely believe that our community needs the funds.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good evening, ladies and councilmen. My name is Roxy Sturgis. I'm with the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. I come just to support the Community Development Block Grant. I've worked with Community Development Block Grant monies in other communities, and I know that it works. I know that it helps. And I met with Mr. LaCates early in 05 when I came on with the Land Trust to speak with him about including West Rehoboth in his CDBG application. I know that the CDBG money has been cut drastically across the nation, you know, from the national office, and but I noticed that in the past, West Rehoboth, I felt, and other supporters, other residents of the community felt that West Rehoboth was, you know, kind of left out, you know. And I know that Mr. LaCates, you have to spread the money around. I know what is out there, but I just wanted to get West Rehoboth in there as in our strategic plan for the community of West Rehoboth, decent and affordable housing, we see it as the cornerstone for revitalization of that community. And we included housing rehab as part of that revitalization and the use of CDBG money to help us to get there with the rehab. I don't know how many folks we're going to get out of there this year. Hopefully, you know, we can work with the folks with all that's going on. But just want to stand on record that we support Wilma Cates in the allocation of the CDBG to include Westford Hope's community.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard?
Hello, my name is Sharon Harmon. I'm the president of Lucas Development in Milton. I support the block grants also. In my community, they're mostly disabled and elderly people in our community. And so far, we've cleaned up a lot of dilapidated trailers and trash, and we got rid of a lot of drug dealers. I mean, we went from maybe having 20 to maybe one, and we, you know, so we've lowered that a lot. We need, but we still need funding for, our elderly cannot afford for the sewage and the water, and we need that. We also wanted to be annexed to Milton. You know, I don't know why we're not annexed to Milton. I mean, we're this close all this time. I mean, and that's as far as, I mean, they're saying, they're putting a sewage plant, or they're trying to put a sewage plant at the end of Lucas Development Road, but we're not able to hook up to it. So I'm wondering, I mean, we need those funds, some kind of way to either have our own sewage plant within Lucas Development or our wells, you know, separate wells for the small community, or to be hooked up to them some kind of way. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard?
Good afternoon. My name is Juanita Johnson. I'm from Polly Branch, and we are a part of Selbyville, and like to be included into this grant. Some of the work has been done, but it's not finished. And also, if possible, include with the rehab, we would like to possibly have some drainage done there that was messed up when they put water and sewer, and they were not, you know, straightened back out. We got poor drainage in Pilot Branch, and if possible, need some street lights because of a lot of drug activity. They're working on it, but it's not enough. As she said, we got a lot of older and elderly people, and some of them are afraid to even, you know, come out or go to their own homes when night comes. They're like shut in because of these young kids and no lighting and stuff in that community. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
For anyone else who would like to be heard concerning this block grant program?
Hello. I'm Sebastian Matthews. I live in the Sam Lucas Development where our president was just at. As far as the program itself, the black grants and everything, I find actually it's working out good for the residents or whatever, but I think it could be more done. On here, he also has the fact that it was 10 rehabs done in Milton area. I think one was done on Lucas, which is considered Milton where they're putting this at, and that wasn't completely finished for different reasons. We're supposed to get back. The rest of them was mainly in town limits. We have a lot of stuff that's going on between just on the outskirts of Milton, where this is going to the town limits, as far as work and things that need to be done out there. It's a lot of low land, like she was talking about, the sewer plant, things need to be built up and everything like that. The grant is fine. I understand it has to be spread around, but I feel that it's a whole lot of it being spent just in town. You're looking at 10 rehabs, and you have one on this road, and the other nine was within a couple blocks of each other that was right there, which is, I understand that they may need some too, but it was nowhere in the condition of the home that's going on in this development. for the elderly people that's out there that can't afford it, for people that need this assistance, people that have the stuff that they could get, you know, they can't get or aren't able to get, and they need that help for that. So other than that, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to be heard? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. You have some proposed resolutions?
Yes. If as I said, Mr. Griffith, let me make some explanation. I think this has been a great public hearing, more input than I think we've ever received. Michelle Johnson from First State works with a lot of those communities. They have really, their associations have really taken over and concerned about their whole community. We have been in Lucas before. We spent a lot of money. One of the problems there is we ran out of home ownership, which it has to be homeowner occupied. Sometimes the deed was that. But I do think that Lucas answered the gentleman's question about Milton. Each municipality can apply on their own.
Right.
Unfortunately, all the scattered Lucas, West Rehoboth, all that comes under the county application. And because I have to spread around, and I know the council's aware of it, we have 750 already on the waiting list for county. So I try to go to different areas, different years where the need is, and we check our waiting list to see where there's several on our waiting list to make it work. And so that's the explanation. It's not easy. I think Lucas, if anything, we could include them possibly in Milton's if they got funded, or we can include them in scatter rehab if that's that possible to change or make amendment to the resolution before I read it, or would you like to come back?
Well, if you are proposing amendments, you'd need to tell council what you're proposing to amend.
West Rehoboth is in here now under the county application, which they will receive some funding for their housing rehabilitation, which is the top priority. Coverdale Crossroads is in here for their housing rehabilitation. So Lucas, I think, would need to come under the county application under the scattered sites and be included in that. So I would need amendment to the county application just to include Lucas.
Is that application number one?
Yes, application number one. It would include, say, scattered site, West Rehoboth, and Lucas for $390,000. Polly Branch, I would include them under Selbyville's application, and so as rural Selbyville, which basically we can take up to 49% and go outside these areas, whatever the funding is, and we have in the past.
And you can do the same thing in Milton?
You could do the same thing in Milton.
You could piggyback them off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You might be able to use some of the Milton money for Lucas development.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I also, Lucas has, and this is entirely different, but the council appropriated some money last July for all these communities. Lucas has redone some of the roads through that funding, right, through the help of First State and Michelle Johnson.
Bill, would you like to put this in more of a, in written form and maybe bring it back? So
that's
that
what
the numbers and everything where you want them, because we were kind of like shooting from the hip, and I'm getting a little confused where the money's.
Well, I think if we include it under the town applications, it's just a matter of.
It would be in the formal document,
yeah,
like this resolution. Yeah. It would be specified numbers like we have been doing.
I think where he's proposing to make it different is application number one. Is rural Selbyville in application number one right now?
No, it's not.
But. Mr. Cole, it probably would be better for me to include it in applications and also redo the activities.
Figure out where you want it and then come back and
then come back next Tuesday, because it is a public hearing and we have heard them. And but if that's what you recommend.
That way.
I Is there a resolution aside from this one?
Yeah, we do have one other resolution for the fair housing that can be passed.
Is that passed annually?
Yes.
Could you read that?
Yes. Whereas the Sussex County Council recognized the importance of fair housing for the citizens of Sussex County, and whereas the Sussex County Council supports the goals of the federal fair housing law, now therefore be it resolved that Sussex County Council heartily encourages all parties involved in renting, selling, or financing of housing in Sussex County to ensure that no person shall, on the grounds of race, color, national origin, or sex, be discriminated against or denied a fair and equal opportunity for housing. And be it further resolved that Sussex County Council, when acting as minister of a community development block grant, is hereby authorized to take such actions as deemed necessary to firmly further fair housing in connection with applying for the community development block grant funding.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion to adopt the resolution just read by Mr. LeCates. Mr. Jones made the motion, and Mr. Phillips seconded the motion. Any questions on the motion to adopt the resolution? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I had a question. Since you're going to be coming back at a later meeting of council with an amended resolution, what is your recommendation? Should we leave the record open to allow folks to comment on that amended resolution?
Yes. That would be very good, because it is... we've had 12, and every community has a chance to come back, and I think it would give them time, and I can work with the presidents and find out specifically some numbers.
Well, I'll make a motion that we leave the record open for the housing and urban development funding.
Second.
You're going to bring it back? You got time to do it next week?
Next Tuesday.
So when this is put back on the agenda, it would be put back on as a continuation of the public hearing so that the public could comment on the amendment you're bringing before us.
That's fine.
Can anyone of the ones that spoke or anyone have interest contact you prior to that to see where their communities and what applications are in?
Record's still open? Yes, they should be able to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can contact Mr. LeCates. Probably you'll have it redone by Thursday or Friday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So contact Mr. LeCates Friday, and if you want a copy of where your development is, what application you're included in, and hopefully that will address your concerns. I have a motion and second on the floor. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. LeCates. We sure appreciate you. Do a fine job, and every year we say that, but every year you seem to step to the plate and bring it through again, and it's a big undertaking, but we need it, and you do a great job doing it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You and your department.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Susan Webb.
Thank you. I have the resolutions for the change for the check signers of our cash accounts. It'll be painless. Okay. Resolution number R00107, authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Wilmington Trust Company, bearing the signatures of any two of Dale Dukes, President, Finley B. Jones, Jr., Vice President, Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided. One live signature is on check or withdrawal. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve resolution number R. Oh. So go through all of them. Okay. So they have to vote on this one?
Yep. So move.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Jones, to adopt the resolution just read by our finance director. Let the record show Mr. Cole is out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Mrs. Webb.
Resolution number R00207. authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Wilmington Trust Company bearing the facsimile signatures of any two of Dale R. Dukes, President, Finley B. Jones, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director.
So moved.
Have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Rogers to adopt resolution R-00207. Mr. Cole's out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried. Ms. Webb.
Resolution number R-00307, the cash management account resolution for that same previous account.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips to adopt resolution R-00307. Mr. Phillips out of the room. Mr. Cole. Cole's out of the room. Mr. Phillips.
Shoot.
Yeah,
I'd slap him.
It's my first night. Give me a break. It'll get better, I hope.
It's slipping a little bit. Slipping.
Okay, you'll get there sometime. I think you voted yes, Mr. Phillips. Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
You want to vote?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Just cut him off. Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you. I'll try to do better.
Resolution number R-00407, authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Citizens Bank bearing the signatures of any two of Dale R. Dukes, President, Finley B. Jones, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and the signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Jones, second to Mr. Phillips, to adopt resolution R-00407. And Mr. Cole is not in the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Resolution number R-00507, authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Delaware National Bank bearing the signatures of any two of Dale R. Dukes, President, Finley B. Jones, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips to adopt resolution R-00507. Mr. Cole is out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Not voting, I'm on the board.
Resolution number R-00607, authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Delaware National Bank bearing the facsimile signatures of any two of Dale R. Dukes, President, Finley B. Jones, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips to adopt resolution R-00607. Mr. Cole's out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Not voting. Motion passed.
Resolution number R-00707, authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Mercantile Peninsula Bank bearing the signatures of any two of Dale R. Dukes, President, Finley B. Jones, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
second.
Mr. Phillips to adopt resolution R-00707. Mr. Cole still out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried.
And the last one, resolution number R-00807, authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Wilmington Savings Fund Society, FSB, bearing the signatures of any two of Dale R. Dukes, President, Finley B. Jones, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
Move.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips to adopt resolution R-00807. Mr. Cole is out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried.
That's it. Thank you.
Anything else? Mr. Godwin.
Council President Deuce, let me congratulate you on your election to Council President this evening. Councilman Phillips and Councilman Cole, I'd like to congratulate them on being reelected to serve Sussex County Council for another term. Mr. President, members of Council, this evening I have one disbursement for your consideration in the amount of $740 from the City of Rehoboth Beach. They would like to make a draw against their annual police equipment grant that is set aside each year in your budget of $25,000. They have already received $24,094 from this year's budget. They would like to make another draw of $740, which will bring their total draw for this year to $24,834. We're very close to the end.
I'm not going to get much for $200. So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to allow the Rehoboth to withdraw $740 from the local law enforcement grant. Mr. Cole still out of the room. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah.
Godwin. Mr. Izzo.
Good evening. I have just one item on my agenda tonight. It's in reference to a proposed bid award. It would be for Sussex County project number 05-07. This is the proposed building upgrade at the South Coastal Treatment Facility. We opened bids just before Christmas. In this case, we had three bidders on the project. Three well-known Delaware contractors, Conventional Builders of Houston, Delaware, Richard Y. Johnson of Lincoln, Delaware, and Kent Construction Company of Smyrna, Delaware. We had a base bid for a building upgrade. If you're familiar with the South Coastal facility, we have an approximate 5,000 square foot building. It's not big enough. We have a lot of employees that work out of that facility. We don't have locker rooms, we don't have a library, we don't have an adequate lunchroom for all the employees that work out of there. We don't have proper maintenance facilities. We are proposing to build an adjacent maintenance facility and basically pick up all the employees that are doing maintenance activities in the building as well as the laboratory and move that into the adjacent building, build an adjacent 5,000 square foot building, and then come back in and rehab the existing building, which would provide administrative offices and training facilities and lunchroom facilities and things that are needed for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. As I mentioned, we had three bidders. The engineer's estimate for the project was $4.1 million. The low bidder was Conventional Builders of Houston, Delaware, with a bid of $3,683,371. That does include one add-on that we considered. The existing 8,000 square foot building has a very old membrane roof on it. The building leaks. We have one add-on to replace that existing TPO roof. The bid received from Conventional Builders for that one item was $8,056. And when you compare it to the other two bidders, we had a bid of $13,800 and $9,300. We consider that bid to be very fair for the work. So rather than bring in a separate roofing contractor, since we got a fair bid for this particular work, we would prefer to put it in with the actual, all the comprehensive building work we're doing down at South Coastal.
So the $3,600,000 is for all new construction, or is it new construction and the upgrades? Is that what
that's correct? It'll do both. It'll basically build the new maintenance facility and then come back and rehab the existing building, which was built back in 1970.
Yeah, first I'm sitting here thinking it sounded like a pretty fancy building for the new construction.
Right.
Mr. Izzo took us on a tour.
Right.
Couple months ago, and we got to see how crowded they really are in there with all the growth in the sewer districts.
Yeah,
in that area.
Move around down there.
Could you fire a few of them? Make some space.
I could think of a couple.
Any more of that, Mike?
Okay, I have a motion that I could read. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultant Stearns and Wheeler LLP and the engineering department that Sussex County project number 05-07 South Coastal Treatment Plant Building Upgrade be awarded to Conventional Builders of Houston, Delaware at the alternate bid amount of $3,683,371.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones to approve the motion just read by Mr. Izzo for the South Coastal upgrade and building down there. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Izzo. Grant request.
That's me.
Susie.
Just a few grant requests tonight. The first one, Nanticoke Little League.
I think that's mine.
Yep.
And I would got a request